Days passed, and Iara was not feeling so happy. But she at least had started her speech therapy session. She had also found a new friend named Maya in her class. Maya was very friendly, not judging, and understood Iara. Coincidentally, Maya's mom was friends with Iara's mom. They worked in the same office. One day, Maya's parents invited Iara and her family to their home for dinner. Iara was incredibly happy to go to Maya's place, as she was the only friend Iara had. She had even joined Iara in her dancing school. Iara and her family reached Maya's home for dinner. Her dad was not there, as he was on his way home from work. Their parents were talking, and Maya told Iara,
"Let us go. I will show you my drawings and give you a tour of my favorite place, the library, which my parents and I use often."
As they both were in the library, Iara said,
"Your library is so big and beautiful. It has a lot of books as well. Your parents love reading about space, don't they? There are a ton of books on space."
"Yes, my dad loves reading, and he even authored some books on space, too. My dad is a space scientist," said Maya.
Maya continued showing her a wall in the library, which had her family photos and photos of her dad receiving awards. When Iara saw Maya's dad's photo and newspaper article, she was amazed, as she was able to easily recognize Maya's dad, who was a famous and renowned scientist. Iara spoke with increased stuttering.
"Maya, I am incredibly happy, and I have no words to express myself, knowing the contributions of your dad. He is a great space scientist."
As both the friends were talking, someone knocked at the library door.
"Come in, Dad,"
Maya said. Maya's dad came in. Maya was incredibly happy to see her dad, as she wanted to introduce him to Iara.
"Hi, Dad," she greeted him. "This is Iara, my best friend," Maya continued.
"Hi, sir. How are you?"
Iara asked.
"Hi, Iara. I'm Roy. I'm doing good," he said, while stuttering.
Iara looked at Maya's dad and Maya without a word. Maya understood and said,
"Yes, Iara, my dad stutters as well."
Iara could not believe what was happening at that moment.
"Maya talks a lot about you and your love for dancing.
So, are you getting adjusted to your new school?" Roy asked. Iara was not able to understand the situation and could not stop herself from crying.
"Sir, I do not like my new school, as I feel I'm being judged by a few of my classmates. Many of my classmates do not want to be friends with me, and they even make fun of me and my stuttering. My dancing is also getting worse and worse, and I cannot focus on it,"
Iara said, while crying. "Iara, don't worry. Just call me Roy. Both of you, please sit, and let us all talk for some time, so I can help you," Roy said. They all sat around a small, round study table. Roy started talking with a stutter. "Iara, I can understand what you might be feeling in your school, as I had felt the same when I was at your age. Sometimes we start judging ourselves more than the others do. A few of my classmates laughed at my stuttering, and I felt alone just like you. The best place for me in school was the library, as it was a quiet place, and no one could bother me. I could read my favorite books about science and space. I was feeling frustrated till one day when our class was on the ground and I was sitting alone on a small bench. One of my teachers, Mr. Hope, came and asked me, 'Roy, why are you sitting here alone? Is there any problem?' I told him everything I was feeling about my classmates, about my stuttering,
about everything I was going through. I could not stop myself. Mr. Holt looked at me and asked, "Can I sit here?" "Of course, Mr. Hope. Please," I replied, sobbing. Our school playground had a small canal which separated it from the public park. It would get filled with water coming from the streets due to rain. Pointing at the small canals, Mr. Hope asked me, "Do you see the water flowing in that canal? Do you see any small pebbles or rocks? Do you see the few rocks moving to the sides of the flowing water?" "Yes, I do, but I do not understand what you are trying to teach me, Mr. Hope," I asked. Mr. Hope responded, saying, "The water in the stream is flowing, and rocks cannot stop the flow. When it finds itself being blocked by rock, it flows around it and keeps flowing without fighting. Life is like water, and difficulties are like rocks. You can choose to live your life like water and keep going forward by overcoming your difficulties and facing situations without wasting your precious time to fight against them. You may choose to face your challenges, your situations, by continuing moving forward with your qualities, peace, and passion, or keep getting frustrated. We have the possibility to choose. But also, please do remember that rocks may not be bad or wrong. It is just the way they are. I strongly believe that neither seed would be cursing the darkness, and nor would the lotus be hating the mud. We all might have certain qualities of rocks and certain qualities of water. Sometimes we do realize and accept it, and sometimes we don't even know it. Mr. Hope continued, "We all are unique. You have your own unique way of expressing your passion, which can be useful to the people around you. Grass, trees, and plants around a canal benefits from the water flowing in it. If you pursue your passion while going forward in life and not focus on problems or people's opinions, you will start slowly to realize that all situations and people are there to help in guiding your path as rocks guiding the flow of water." Roy looked at Mr. Hope with a gentle smile and wet eyes and said, "Thank you, Mr. Hope. Today I have learned the most important lesson of my life, and I will remember it throughout my life. Do you want to know who told me this story? My dad told me this story during my school days. The only change was that the canal was on our farm. I was feeling frustrated as people were laughing at my long nose," said Mr. Hope. "I am passing his story to you, as my dad told me that one day I may find someone to tell this story. And I found you." Roy smiled at Aora and Maya, who were listening attentively. "Aora and Maya, did you both understand what Mr. Hope was trying to teach me?"
"Yes, Dad. It was such an inspiring story. Right, Aora?"
Maya asked.
"Yes, I'm feeling extremely happy listening to the story. Thank you, Mr. Roy. You were so fortunate to have had a teacher like Mr. Hope," commented Aora.
"Yes, I am," agreed Roy. "Mr. Hope would be too, to have a father who taught him an important lesson. We all have opportunities to help each other, and we never know that there may be so many people who might be having the same challenges as us. Sometimes they might have even more than us. So, Aora, find something you love. Be beneficial to the people around you and go ahead with that passion. It may become your purpose in life."
"Thank you very much, Mr. Roy and Maya. The change of school, classmates ignoring me, becoming friends with Maya, and meeting you are part of the flow of events in my life. They made me realize that all that matters is to keep going and that life will lead you to places and people who will guide you to reach the place we need to, said Ayora. Since that day, Ayora's life had completely changed. She got less frustrated and stayed more focused on her dance. She was respectful to everyone, but made sure not to get distracted by what people would say to make her feel bad. She accepted her so-called weakness, and she realized her strength. She was incredibly happy. Whenever she had a difficult day, she would remember Mr. Hope's story. Mrs. Singh finished the story. The audience listened intently. Mrs. Singh continues talking. It's been almost 60 years, and today we are here to facilitate Ayora at her retirement day. Everyone in the audience leaned in, and silence prevailed. Ayora, she is Mrs. Sharma. Wow, I cannot believe it. The audience was surprised. Yes, this story was the most important part of Mrs. Ayora Daya Sharma's life, who is also known to us as Ayora. Ayora is retiring today by handing over her responsibilities to her kids. She owns around 150 dance schools at various locations. Today, Ayora will be doing her official final dance before her retirement. She will continue to dance for herself and keep flowing like water as long as she can. How do I know this? Mrs. Singh continued. I should know it. I'm her childhood friend, Maya. Mrs. Maya Singh. Ayora and Maya hugged each other with tears of joy, and they both said to each other, Thank you. The audience gave a big round of applause for Ayora and Maya.